You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
CIP ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The final WIP Afternoon Show of 2025. It's been what a year it's been. A Super Bowl year. Winning a Super Bowl this year. You know, I don't know.
We yelled at Myles Garrett at Radio Row.
Yelled. That was a great moment.
That was a great moment.
Yeah.
And I actually hope he gets that sack Sunday.
I think he seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett.
Well,
yeah.
And I want to have that moment.
Yes.
It makes it better when we did that to the all-time career sack leader. Yes.
And if he's ever an Eagle, being able to play that for him would be great.
Yeah. Again, the audio on it, horrible. You know, because it's so we started screaming.
Oh, right.
And it's so overmodulated.
The visual.
The video. Right. Yeah. The video of it is great.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't go like the far straight-hand sack.
No
one's going to give up
that.
A sack.
Yeah, no.
Who do they play? Do you know?
Who's Cleveland play Sunday? It's not the Bengals. It's not the Ravens. Who the hell do they have?
They have the Bengals.
It's usually a divisional opponent, Bengals.
Get Flacco in there for one sack.
What that Bengals offensive line is bad enough that
he's going to get a sack. I feel pretty confident.
Yeah. Is it Cleveland or Cincy?
It is in Cincy.
Go get it, Miles. Yeah. Go get it.
Let's do it, Jack. Let's get there. Let's do it. I don't know what I said there.
Let's get there. Huh?
Not like me.
Yeah, not my best work.
Jack Fritz.
Need another brain juice.
Yeah.
Final hour.
Yeah. All right, listen. So superlatives, right?
No.
Nope. Okay.
Just awards.
I just have five categories.
Okay.
To lay out. So number five, this is usually hotly contested. Now, I will say my use of drops has gone down in the last 2 years.
Really?
I used to the drop board used to be my voice.
And now you talk more.
Yes. And now I talk more, which is a loss for everyone. So there was some.
That is a loss for everyone.
2 years sort of correlates.
Right.
Ah!
Right.
See? All right.
So there were some good drops that made the drop board this year. You know, we had this one.
We all have duty.
Came out of nowhere, for sure. We had this one.
Guys like to be stroked.
Which will be used.
Yep.
We got this one.
I always rub my stick.
Good one.
Loud, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be drop of the year for a long time.
I took a needle in the ass.
And it is a great drop.
That was this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I took a needle in the ass.
But the drop of the year.
What was that for?
I don't know. I forget. But the drop of the year is a late entry, but can already tell heavy usage in 2026, courtesy of Michael Barkin.
Yep.
Bruce Smith with
Rocky. No, that's actually. He's old.
Yeah.
He still can play.
An old man. What'd you think of the D?
Well, I thought the defense did great.
And Jason's like, oh,
what'd you think of the D?
Yeah. I mean, that's gonna replace an Ike drop or two.
I hope so.
You know, in that category.
It rivals so closely with Jim Lineham.
It's called a big dose of D.
Yeah.
Both those two are so perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
So perfect.
What'd you think of the D?
What'd you think of the D?
Now, see, me, if I was on that panel, I would not have let that pass.
You would have said pause.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You would. Yeah. You are at a point. You didn't even let Jaws get away with one.
Jaws was flustered.
I let him get away with one of them, and then he went back to it again. Yeah. Jason just kept going. He just broke down the play.
So drop of the year is Barkan. What do you think of the D?
Yes, 100%. Okay. What do you think of the D? What do you think of the D?
All
right. Number four. This is a big one.
Okay.
Guest of the year.
Guest of the year.
Now I know. Little Elliot.
Guest of the year.
Little Elliot might be thinking, ooh, it's me. It's not.
No, he's not a guest.
Well, he is a guest.
Oh, So Elliot is considered a guest and he's not guest of the year?
I think he's considered a guest, right?
Well,
why could he not be guest of the year?
Because he's not guest of the year.
Okay.
Because Mike Mayock is guest of the year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Listen to some of these back and forth. sports.
How much of that success did you see just in their execution, and how much was scheme?
How about you, Spike? Actually being positive here. I like
that. Oh, luck, man.
Wow.
All right.
And then followed up quickly with this a few weeks later.
Hey, Mike, how you feeling?
I'm good. I imagine it's been a couple pretty good weeks for talk radio, huh?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing, Mike. It's like, on one hand, it is compelling, right? As a human and a broadcaster, all this stuff is compelling. On the other hand, we are fans of the team. And there are moments where when this stuff happens, you just want to be happy and dissect the game. But there's all this ancillary stuff that, on one hand, is compelling and you want to talk about it, you have to talk about. On the other hand, as a fan, you would just like it if they would shut up for 1 week so you could talk about the football team.
Well, you got the question there, big fella?
No. You're making me mad again. I'm getting retroactively pissed off.
Guest of the year.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mike Mayock.
Yeah, and we battled through it. I think Mayock and I are in a good place. You know?
Sure.
You
it's
know?
Great.
That
now.
Was awesome, though.
Yeah.
Elliot is not a guest.
I know.
It's part of the damn show.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, sure. Yeah. Yeah. Because even though Mayock was great, if Elliot is considered a guest, he's guest of the year.
Yeah. He is.
Nobody takes it like Elliot.
Yeah. I wanted to. Easy.
There it is. Okay.
Easy.
I'm trying to get in
one last time
for drop of the year for 2025.
No one takes it like him. Wow. All right. The third superlative for 2025, caller of the year.
Oh, yeah. This will cause some problems. Caller of the year, huh?
So I have my own vote.
Okay.
What do you?
My vote for caller of the year.
What do you have as caller of the year?
Yoshi and Brewery Town.
Yoshi? Caller of the year?
Can you be caller of the year when you take a month off from the show?
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay if you take some time off from the show, but as long as he comes back.
Always positive energy.
Always positive energy. Usually gets off track a little bit.
Yeah, funny.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Who is, well,
Corey,
I mean,
Corey's
I have Corey
of the year.
As caller of the year.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Consistent. Love it.
Yes.
Fix the beeps.
He's
largely.
The leadoff hitter.
I know. And I love Corey.
Never misses it unless the Eagles lose. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Corey. I'm kidding.
Yeah. Baseball season, he drops like a 4:30 caller.
Yeah.
Football season, back at
2:10. Yeah.
I thought Chuck, but I was good.
Chuck was there, yeah.
But he had a bad spell in the middle of the year between him and Spike where he got, you know.
Yeah. Well, who doesn't?
No, I know, but.
But Corey, that's the part, the thing, the reason why.
With it, yeah.
Corey, even if I, you know.
What was that?
Yeah, well,
yeah,
one of those.
Man,
if I get one of those.
We're all scared. Yep.
Yeah,
yeah,
but that's not what I. You know, why don't you shut up in there?
Yeah, okay. No, but like, if I was doing Chuck the last month,
has been great.
Over the last year, Chuck would be caller of the year. But I think Yoshi. Now he's taking a little break. I get it. Yeah. I don't care. I think Yoshi's had a great year.
Yoshi's a great caller. And what do you think of Chuck's integration of racial content into every call over the last 2 months?
Now the beginning of his call today, big swing and a miss.
Yeah, the
mostly it's funny. That one wasn't.
Yeah, I think this is a plantation.
Yeah,
I was like, what are you talking about? Where's the joke? There's no joke.
We just let that one roll.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. So
yeah,
hotly contested.
Okay. No, OG Wade, huh?
Again, no. Nah. OG Wade peaked 2 years ago.
Yeah,
he peaked.
Yeah, he's had good moments this year.
Good moments.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see if he can get it back up.
Yeah.
I was also considering Cowboy Jim, but I didn't think people would like me choosing Cowboy Jim. I thought Cowboy Jim had a great year.
Yeah, he certainly had this was his best year.
He's just like a once every 2 week caller now.
Right, yeah.
And I do think Dustin had a good year. I think Dustin's working his way into.
Yeah.
Herb also dead.
But yeah.
Dead. Just kidding. He's not really dead.
He's not dead.
I'm like, what?
At least we don't.
I just saw him yesterday.
Yeah.
I'll get to a Herb one in a second.
You know what? What's made me like Dustin more is that Dustin used to just be a bit guy, but now I've discovered he's an irrational, big old baby Eagles fan, which makes me like him more.
Sure.
Because I can yell at him a little bit.
Well, I think he does that same thing with the Sixers. I think he believes in the Sixers.
Yeah, yes.
He's a Philly guy.
Yeah. Big old baby.
Big old baby. Second category I have for 2025 is bit of the year.
The bidding.
A lot of bits.
Yeah, a lot of bits.
A lot of bits.
Yeah, this show is bit heavy.
Spike has become...
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
You didn't think I'd be bit heavy like this.
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't want you to be bit heavy, but I've actually enjoyed it.
You've enjoyed the bit.
I've enjoyed the bit.
Yeah. You need a bit. Life's a bit.
Yeah.
Life's a bit. But my vote for bit of the year, and I was going to bring it up last segment because I was upset that I didn't get it. My bit of the year is Tommy Down the Shore's poems.
Wow.
How about that?
Is it all? Or is it oil?
Yeah.
And Eat the Gabagool.
Yeah. I mean, huge. Huge bit. Wow, what an award.
Yes, I think it wins bit of the year.
You guys totally missed. Are you serious?
What?
And this is what happens when you go on your own. Bit of the year, Fridays at 3:30.
I know.
Oh, Tornado.
And I think Tornado's had a good run. I love Tornado.
A good run.
I think he's had a great run. I like the poems.
Wow.
Shapiro may be the best bit we do.
He might be the most popular aspect of the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Raw dog.
There it is.
Yeah. No, I agree. I was down
did
to Tornado.
Did you forget about Tornado Shapiro?
I did not forget about Tornado Shapiro. It was down to those two. I wanted to highlight the poems.
Okay.
I wanted to highlight the poems.
Very stupid. Wow, congratulations, Tommy Down the Shore.
Yeah, how about that?
And when I say very stupid, it is
can't
a
go complimentary. Wrong with either one.
Yeah, we got a lot of dumb
bits.
Yeah,
can't go wrong with either one.
Fires and 50, good bit.
Great bit.
Yeah.
I think Text Line's had a good year.
Text Line has had a good year.
A lot of attacking of Spike.
Yep.
Yes.
Is 5:30 Creed?
Yeah,
that's one too.
That started in 24.
It did start in 24, but one would say that it had its highlight the Friday before the Super Bowl at Chickie's.
Yeah.
Was the loudest 5:30 Creed.
Many are speculating 3:30 Country is going to be the bit of the year in 2026.
No one's speculating that.
If I can find a country song every day that just has beer in it, I'm going to have you. You're going to be...
You got a beer, dog, and the pickup.
Yeah. And the woman that broke his heart.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's good. But the number one category I have, I think people have been waiting for this one, is the Herb Call of the Year.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
There's a bunch of different options.
I don't know which one you got. Yeah. Herb Call of the Year.
There's two in my head.
Okay. Here's my vote for Herb Call of the Year.
I was reading about what's her name?
I don't know.
What actress?
There's so many actresses.
Who?
Rodney Peets White.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Holly Robinson.
This is one of the two.
Holly, did you know that she had diabetes?
I did not know that.
Come on, man. She's a spokesperson for this company called GL Pro.
Okay.
And some doctor from Maryland, from Johns Hopkins, it's a natural supplement to reduce
thanks for the plug.
Yeah.
It was to reduce the blood sugar.
Do you know she was in 21 Jump Street?
The doctor's wife had a heart attack down in Orlando.
What?
And so when she had the heart attack, she's okay now. He decided to, he's been a doctor, he's a diabetes doctor for 22 years. They found out that in the pancreas, somewhere in the pancreas, they have this, there's like a bug in there that's flying around. I forget what they call
in the
it.
Pancreas.
But every time you take the insulin,
there's a bug?
It keeps the bug living, in your pancreas. You know what I mean? Yeah.
What is he talking about? Wow, that was a great one. That was one of the two I had in my head.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That one, I forgot about the bug in the pancreas.
Yeah. The fly in the pancreas.
And the doctor died of a heart attack.
And the way he says diabetes.
Diabetes. The only other Herb one I had in my head was when he got creepy about my wife.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
I saw a picture of your wife. I think you brought up three consecutive calls.
Yeah, I was worried
calls.
For about a month there. Yeah.
Wow. Great job, Jack. Great job. Great
nice job there, man. That might be your best of the year.
Yeah. This hour. This hour sponsored. Yo, I have a question on Bit of the Year as well.
But
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big year on sale, 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Now, maybe it's not considered afternoon show, but I think it should be. Is Joe versus Jack certainly has a... It seems like 100 years ago, honestly.
Right.
But
it was hot at the time, though.
It was hot.
Golf and baseball were very...
A lot of clicks.
Yeah, a lot of clicks.
Dude, the amount of people we got to come out to... what was it? Was the White Marsh?
Plymouth White Marsh
High School. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
That was a big
that
one, too.
That was a good one. That was a good bet.
That was a big one, too.
It's dead now. We're not going to do anything.
No, we are. We're going to play the basketball. We are going to play the basketball.
One-on-one somewhere.
And before the game, Seltzer's...
Mike's determined to have that.
Seltzer's jumping through a table to start the game.
I like that.
There it is. That's what he's got to do.
I like that.
Seltzer jumps through a table.
Got to redeem himself.
Yes, absolutely. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike, Spritzy, how are you, fellas?
What's up, Dustin?
What's up, Dustin?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, the only problem with that is who's going to run the morning show when Spritzy hurts the camera and Seltzer gets hurt from falling off the table, dude?
That's a good question.
There's only one man responsible for that job.
This is really...
Yeah. Rhea and Richie in the morning.
Yes.
Yep.
WIP. Endeavor. You brought back some serious memories earlier when you dropped the Papoose name, dude. He was clay. Spike, I can't believe you never heard of him.
I'm shocked that that was Spike, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. I'll have to go listen
when
I get home.
Wasn't a mainstream rapper, though.
Yeah, but I would have.
Yeah, you're normally the underground guys. Yeah, the guys that aren't the more mainstream guys.
Yeah, I don't remember at all. I'll have to go listen.
His mixtapes back in the day were great. Mm-hmm. You remember a dude named Stack Bumbles?
Yes.
Out of Brooklyn?
Yep.
He was good, too.
Yeah, that's what the Coke boys, Jim Jones and all those guys. Or is that French Montana?
Yeah.
What am I? All right, I was about to start. You got me naming stuff, calls? Dustin, that I shouldn't be naming.
Yeah.
You guys, Aaron, you know what's weird, dude? I like Aaron. I think his bit's good.
Aaron in San Diego?
He's going to be more easy. And I'm not just saying it, Spike, because I'm on the radio with you.
Yeah.
He couldn't be more wrong about when he was ripping you, saying that you didn't know what you were doing as a host. He's an absolute idiot on that one. Dude.
Well, his feelings were hurt. It's okay. You know, I'm mean to him.
Dude, when you were saying he's the worst caller, I was like, because the only other worst caller worse than him, Mad Mike, dude. That dude's the absolute.
Yeah, he's sort of over Mad Mike. His bit doesn't make sense anymore. You know, he calls in every once in a while. Aaron at San Diego. Him saying I'm a bad host. Well, I guess bad works. You know,
a lot of numbers. Yeah. Disprove that.
So.
Big time, Mike. Big time. Yeah, real quick, before I get to the bird.
Yeah.
I got to give our boy Spritzy a shout out, dude. Uh-oh. Ring the bell. Got it for the old man for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
He won it. Full disclaimer, he's a Jerry the Camera guy.
Ooh.
So I got him the Camera book, and I had to get him a real sports book. So I had to call up Spritzy.
Yep.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed with the book.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
Wow, email Kevin Reavy, tell him, because according to Amazon, he's the author.
I know.
Spritz took care of the middle section with color pictures. We got color pictures in
there. A lot of photos.
A lot of photos.
Well, the good thing about Fritz's book compared to DeCamera's is DeCamera basically just copied the Wikipedia section of all of those different events and put it in one book, whereas Jack and Kevin actually wrote a book. So,
I'm going to have my dad call up next month with his full comparison.
Yeah, his review of the books.
Oh,
yeah.
I would love to have it. Okay. Yeah.
Listen, sitting these guys right now is a complete mistake.
Yeah.
Complete mistake, dude. You cannot sit these guys because, like we were talking about earlier, the offense isn't – if there's one player that you can sit, it's Saquon Barkley. And unlike Spritzy and Spike, I am like Ike, and you guys know I love me some Jalen Hurts. And there's one difference that no one ever talked, well, they talk about it a lot, but it hasn't really been brought up today.
Oh, boy.
As, especially when you were bringing up the Stafford comparison, because that was really, that was rubbing me the wrong
way. I'm sure.
Jalen Hurts is a winning quarterback. Oh. I don't know what more you and Spritz need out of this guy. He was against your boy, Josh Allen. And don't give me, you had a caller calling up earlier complaining about Josh Allen. He was the Raiders fan, like you gave him business. But he was talking about Josh Allen's act. What about my Hall of Fame tight end that hasn't been playing for the past 3 weeks? What happens when he comes back? Because we weren't firing on all cylinders either. And Spritz and
he meant right tackle.
Right.
Are you talking about Lane Johnson?
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, lock in.
About Lane Johnson when he's in the game, we can actually.
You called him a tight end.
You said he's a tight end. Vintage low IQ Jalen Hurts fan.
Oh, God. We're going. Okay, so I messed up with Lane Johnson.
Well, you called him a tight end. That's why I was confused.
You know what the real sad part is, Spritzy? Yeah, I did make a mess up there, right?
All right.
But you knew who I was talking about.
No, I
actually didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know you were talking about his backside.
They have the best defense in the NFL. That is what is going to win them a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I was talking about Joshy.
Earlier, you can do it with an okay quarterback. Jalen Hurts does not make mistakes. He does not lose you the game.
Okay. But you would admit, so they won a game 13-12. They won a game, I think, 10-7. They won a game 13-9. And you talk about Jalen being a winning quarterback. You would acknowledge.
Let me finish.
You would acknowledge that giving him credit for those wins sounds pretty psychotic. Like he won two games where he didn't even complete a pass in the second half. Like you understand that the difference between Jalen and Josh Allen and Stafford is that there's no possible way Josh Allen or Matt Stafford are winning games not completing a pass in the second half unless they're up 38-0 at halftime. You know that, right?
You're right on that point.
Okay.
Like, you are right. But let me ask you this. If they lose, who's the first person that gets the finger pointed at them? Jalen Hurts. So when they're winning these BS wins and they're getting these BS wins, how come he's not good enough and he's not this, he's not that? Guess what? He won MVP at a Super Bowl last year.
Whoa, geez, so did Nick Foles.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
I'm just saying. He won MVP of the Super Bowl, you know.
Nick Foles came in for 3-4 games, dude.
Look, cry me a river. He won the MVP of the Super Bowl 10 months ago. Can we just talk about this year? And I don't – look, I'm only forced to bring up the other guys when you guys bring them up. That's it.
Well, here you go. Before you let me go,
yeah.
Real quick to answer your question. Anybody say Jeremy Lin yet, dude?
Jeremy Lin did have a very high, very short.
Dude, the sanity was the best.
Yeah.
It was so fun watching him. I remember I was in my apartment in Old City watching the Lakers one and the Raptors one. Just unbelievable. Like something, I would say Foles was like the playoff football version of Jeremy Lin.
Jeremy Lin.
It was just, he was unbelievable.
All of a sudden he took off.
He was so, and then.
And he turned it into a big deal. Didn't he get a big contract?
He did from the Rockets. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Maury gave him money.
Maury gave him money. But then he had the knee injury. He had knee injuries.
He won a championship with Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, was he on that team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He also, like, you do wonder if Melo hadn't forced him out of New York. If, you know, D'Antoni.
That's right, because he was getting too popular.
Yes.
I remember that.
D'Antoni, the perfect Jeremy Lin coach.
Could imagine you as program director of FAN during that time. You'd be like, built around Lin.
Oh, well, I would
Loogie. I mean, Loogie would have been like, Jeremy Lin's the answer.
Oh, my God. Jeremy, that was an unbelievable run.
Dude, New York always has this, like Tommy DeVito nonsense.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Jeremy Lin.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the team ends up not doing anything.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
So do we, I know we have Buzz, the fantasy update. Do we have one final?
Oh yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I got two final ones.
Okay. So coming up next, why don't
and they're still loading, moments.
Yes. So coming up next, why don't we do the
moment? I got here early today.
Why don't we do the moment at 5:30 and then we'll do Buzz right after the moment.
Yeah. Buzz is here for one of the moments.
Oh, okay. Great. So coming up next, we will have our final best moments from the WIP afternoon show from 2025. we will get an update on the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League in our final segment of the year. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Surfside is the perfect fit this holiday season. Now, whether you're watching football, hitting the slopes, or warming up by the fire, there's nothing better than enjoying your favorite Surfside canned cocktail to keep the good times going. Made with real vodka, Surfside is only 100 calories and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's smooth, easy to sip, and always refreshing. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.